Are you struggling with neuropathy, that painful numbness in your feet, that squishing feeling, those lightning bolts of pain, perhaps in your ankles and other joints and extremities? Hi, this is Marty Terrell for InnovativeWellness.Center in Clive, Iowa. Christy Steiger, InnovativeWellness.Center. Reach out to Christy and her professional staff if you are struggling with neuropathy like I do. They have turned it around. They haven't reversed it all, but they have attacked it and done it professionally and effectively at a very fair and reasonable price. Avoid the $49 come-on ads in the chiropractic industry. They do not work. And in the end, you'll spend thousands of dollars chasing what is virtually impossible to reverse. Innovative Wellness Center. Elevate your well-being. Give them a call at 515-355-3200. InnovativeWellness.Center. At 515-355-3200.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
Mike Sempervivi here with you for the next hour talking about professional wrestling, which is something we do every single day here on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. Tune in iHeart, American Forces Radio, SportsByline.com, over-the-air affiliates like KMAV, 99KMSR, WYOH, and many others. Maybe you're listening on podcast, replay on SiriusXM, or maybe you're video streaming on Twitch or YouTube. However you're joining me today, I'd just like to say thank you. Hopefully wherever you are, it's sunny outside. If not, hopefully it's sunny inside your mind. Got a beautiful, beautiful spring day here on Delmarva. And apparently, it's a beautiful day in the Northern California Redwood Forest, as that's where the big boss man Brian Alvarez is right now. Despite having his kids with him, I think he's trying to get one more last moment of calm and sanity in his life today, and you know why. It's all in video day. Yep. Not since Michael Jackson debuted the black or white video way back in 1991 on Fox, on MTV, on VH1, and on BET has a video, a debut, been so hotly anticipated. I don't know if that's true or not. I'm anticipating it, that's for sure. I think all of the bad rap beef that has taken place here recently, you know, J. Cole going after Kendrick, then coming back and apologizing for it. I don't think we're going to get that with the Young Bucks tonight when they introduce this video and do their narration over it, but it's going to air on TBS, AEW Dynamite tonight, 8 p.m. Eastern time. I'm sure all of you have thoughts out there. I have the Twitch chat open right now. I'll have to go back and watch the YouTube chat. God knows what they are talking about right now, but I'm sure at least a few of them are having some fun with all of this all-in video stuff that's taking place. And I have a feeling that at the end of the day, the biggest winner in all of this will be Drew McIntyre. We'll get into what else is going to be taking place on AEW Dynamite tonight, as well as NXT and all the fallout from Stand and Deliver yesterday, and a whole lot more when we get back on Wrestling Observer Live.
What would you do if you had a broken bone? You'd go to the doctor and use your insurance, right? Well, what would you do if you have a serious problem with drugs and alcohol? Most people do nothing until it's way too late. Your insurance can help you get clean and sober with the assistance of a place like the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Many times, addiction treatment is fully covered, so why not use your insurance to treat your addiction problem just like you would if you had a broken bone? And with the Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed to take time off by law, and your employer doesn't need to know the reason. So there are two good reasons. You've got insurance you can use for your addiction problem, and with the Family Medical Leave Act, it's completely confidential. Call now, 800-771-4125. That's 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125.
I don't even recognize myself anymore. I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Welcome back to the show. Mike Sempervivi here with you. You know, we do this show right here for an hour at a time every single day, but if you want us 24/7, you can try to find us on Twitter/X. I am at Sempervivi. Tom is at Filthy Tom Lawler. Brian is at Brian Alvarez. The website is at WONF4W, and the broadcaster is at Sports Byline USA. Jim Valley is here with you live on Saturdays, 1 p.m. Eastern Time, 10 a.m. Pacific, and Andrew Zarian is here with you on Sundays starting at 6 p.m. Eastern Time. I hope he has Rocky Romero on this week. It'll be a story for another day. I'd also love it if you made the wrestling news part of your day. Everything you need to know to get your day started or get you up to date in the world of professional wrestling. Each episode of the wrestling news is between 5 and 15 minutes long every single day, and it's usually posted up at about 9 a.m. Eastern Time. No clickbait, no speculation, no rumors, just the wrestling news. Find it wherever you find your favorite podcasts, or head on over to thewrestlingnews.com and at WrestlingNewsAV on Facebook and Twitter. The F4W convention. I don't want to forget about that. The F4W Wrestling Observer Newsletter Convention takes place Memorial Day weekend. All of the information is available through the front page of the website or go to f4wonline.com/Vegas. If I get a little bit of time later on, I'll let you know some more of the details on that. I'm not sure if it's going to be a huge money-making venture for the website, because it's really not about that. It's about everybody getting together in Las Vegas, having a good time, thinking about, okay, do I want to punch a drunk, filthy Tom Lawler or not, and then turn around as he turns around, blame it on Ed? You know, I think that may have already been done. Not quite sure, but it's about camaraderie. It's about fun. It's not about money. WWE is about money, though. Dwayne The Rock Johnson, a bald man selling shampoo, that man is about money. And following his return to the ring on Saturday and Sunday, at least on Saturday, I guess, because this whole thing vested on Sunday, but after he wrestled on Saturday night, Dwayne The Rock Johnson earned nearly 97,000 shares of TKO stock. Not sure if this was the same exact stock that was bought back by TKO from Vince. I don't know. But 97,000 shares of TKO stock, currently worth over $9 million. So with everything they were touting this weekend as far as how much money got made, and we'll go through a little of the press release that they put out yesterday and Cody Rhodes and some other stuff, I don't think anybody made out. better than The Rock this weekend. This news was revealed in an SEC filing, and you can check out this story on the front page. Josh Nason posted it up a little bit earlier on today, but in an SEC filing that came out late yesterday, as required, since Johnson, you know, sits on the TKO board, the nearly 97,000 Class A shares fully vested on Sunday, putting Johnson at 193,116 total shares owned, according to the filing. The shares were part of Johnson's January 2024 deal to join the TKO board, as the shares, quote, vested upon completion of certain services described in that independent contractor services and merchandising agreement, end quote. Those services are assumed to be Johnson's match that saw him team with Roman Reigns against Cody Rhodes and Seth Rollins. The January arrangement also included Johnson gaining full IP, intellectual property, of The Rock name, in addition to other character-related trademarks, including some of his most favorite quotes, you know? Like, I wonder, though, if, you know, when he was doing that short-lived battle with King Ass Billy Gunn. Yeah, there was a long thing there. When he told that girl to pancake her ass back to Milwaukee, I wonder if he actually got control of that. Probably, knowing Dwayne Johnson, he did. Not sure, and it is unknown if he's going to continue to earn vested stock for future matches, but, you know, it opens the door now, doesn't it? If you're an independent contractor and you have somebody negotiating on your behalf, Dwayne Johnson, I guess, opened a door for you here, because and you can't really make anything off pay-per-views anymore, right? You can't argue that I want a 1% cut of the pay-per-view or something like that. Well, here you go. I'm going to be in a big match on a big show. In addition to my payoff, I would like some stock, please. You know, granted, stock can be volatile sometimes, but this stock has not dropped, what, below what, 75 bucks, whatever it opened up at initially, 90-something bucks, even with everything that has taken place. You know, Vince McMahon sold his stock back. It was still at $89, so I don't know how valuable that stock really is, but obviously, when you are The Rock and you're getting paid in stock that's worth $9 million, you know, not bad. He made money. WWE made money. They made sure to let you know that they made money by putting out a press release yesterday touting all of its business and social media successes. Now, it was very vague when it came to its details, and you can look at this. WWE put that out. It was a press release put out everywhere. Everybody got it. You can find it for yourself with some of the wording that they put in there, but they stayed away from hard numbers, you know, when they were reporting things. The company said the two-night event broke the previous WrestleMania gate record by 78%. But failed to actually say what that number was. Doesn't matter, I guess. The fact of the matter is it was huge. And they talked about all the sponsorship money they made. They talked about all the merchandise money that was made, all the social media engagement that they got out of the deal. I think I saw it earlier on today on Brandon Thurston's X feed, on his Twitter feed from WrestleNomics, that they are touting like 2.5 billion minutes were streamed or something like that. Basically, what it comes down to is probably about 2.5 million people watched WrestleMania through Peacock. That is pretty much what it sounds like when you knock out the, you know, gobbledygook about the, you know, the this X amount of seconds watched on the show or any of that sort of stuff. Over 2 million people watched it, which was more than the year before. Cody Rhodes came out smelling like a rose in all this, obviously, in a creative aspect, in an artistic aspect, in a wrestling aspect. He got to finish his story, and he's got one up on Roman Reigns, too, because he set the record for merchandise sales during WrestleMania weekend, according to an internal memo that was sent out by WWE and was reported on by Fightful Select yesterday. According to the memo, Rhodes sold over $1 million worth of merchandise between the WWE's pop-up store that they had in Philadelphia and the WWE shop online. So a huge weekend for Cody Rhodes that way. And then, even though people heard that he had finished his story, they wanted to tune in on Monday to find out what else was going to happen as part of that story. And the 45 minutes for anything anybody wants to say about how long that segment at the beginning of the show went on for, boy, was it successful for them. The post-WrestleMania Monday Night Raw drew an average of 2.362 million viewers to USA Network. That was up over 32% from the week before. It is the highest overall viewership for the show since February 17th, 2020. Raw's demo number in the 18 to 49-year-old demographic was a 0.83, which equated to 1.092 million viewers on average, and it's the largest the show has accomplished in that demo since September 30th, 2019. There wasn't even a pandemic yet. That's how far you have to go back. And the show peaked in the third quarter, which featured Cody Rhodes and The Rock still staring at each other, still talking to each other, still handing objects to each other without anybody knowing what they were. That segment averaged out at 3.19 million viewers. So an incredible weekend for WWE. If you just looked at everything that happened, boy, what a wonderful place this is that doesn't have any problems whatsoever and isn't embroiled in any sort of controversies or lawsuits that they're trying to sweep under the rug as they push all of this out to you. I had to get that dig in. I had to. Just to remind everybody, it's still going on. Still going to have to do something about that. But a lot more to get into today, including the all-in video. I'm ready, are you? NXT was last night. Carmelo Hayes and Trick Williams are going to do it one more time.
We all love children, and many of us have an old car, truck, or van in the driveway. Find the Children has a great way for you to put your unwanted vehicle to good use. Keep listening. Every year, thousands of kids go missing. Trust me, it's a parent's worst nightmare. When a child goes missing, every moment counts, and you need all of the help you can get. Find the Children is a nonprofit organization dedicated to locating missing children and bringing them home safely. You can help support their mission by donating your car, truck, van, or SUV. A towing company will come and pick up your car for free, running or not, and the donation of your car is tax deductible. Your help is providing the funds they need to continue their services. Call now, donate your old vehicle to Find the Children and get free pickup. Here's the number.
800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. That's 800-670-7830.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back on the show, Mike Sempervivi here with you, Wrestling Observer Live. Yeah, I ran into the break on purpose. I don't care. I got things to say. I don't care about commercials. I don't care about this format. I don't even care about this show. Yes, I do care about this show. I do. I like this show. I like all of you. I don't, Brian's fine. You know, he's whatever. As long as the pay hits on the 20th, I'm usually a happy guy and everything, but you know, I wonder if he's happy right now. I assume he's happy right now. In fact, I'm assuming he's ecstatic right now because he's not doing this show. He's with his family. He's in nature, and he is not hearing any of the scuttlebutt online about what is going to take place tonight on AEW Dynamite. Like I said before, I think Drew McIntyre is going to be the one who makes out in all of this. Now, he didn't make out this past weekend when it came to his gear, and this was posted up to the main site earlier today by Joseph Courier. Before WrestleMania 40, maybe some of you saw Drew McIntyre send out a tweet that some had assumed was just some trolling by him. But no, McIntyre claimed that UPS lost his ring gear, and he used that opportunity to mock CM Punk, asking if he could borrow some trunks from Punk, because, you know, he wouldn't need them. Well, special effects artist Jason Baker revealed on Tuesday that McIntyre really did have his gear lost in the mail before WrestleMania. Baker's wife Mandy, who is a production designer, worked all night on Saturday so that McIntyre would have new gear for his match against Seth Rollins. His gear was legit lost, said a tweet from Baker. My phenomenal wife, Sandy Mimpson, at Sandy Mimpson, if you want to go ahead and give her a thumbs up for her diligent work in getting Drew some gear for WrestleMania. She stayed up until 6 a.m., had the replacement gear ready before the start of night two. She is an absolute legend. Rollins and McIntyre opened the show on Sunday. McIntyre defeated Rollins to win the World Heavyweight title, but then obviously his reign ended almost immediately. Damian Priest came out and cashed in on McIntyre after CM Punk had attacked him. So there you go. Drew McIntyre just, and he'll turn that screw up into a way to mock CM Punk. I am sure tonight, after whatever airs on AEW Dynamite, Drew McIntyre is going to take that and use it against CM Punk. And CM Punk is also going to take that and use it as well, too. Let's see what AEW can use it for. On the show tonight, which is taking place from Charleston Coliseum in Charleston, West Virginia, Anna Jay against Mariah May, a six-man tag team match with Chris Jericho, Hook, and Katsuyori Shibata against Shane Taylor Promotions, which is Lee Moriarty, Shane Taylor, and now Anthony Ogogo, if you hadn't seen that. AEW TNT title match, Adam Copeland will defend against Penta El Zero Miedo. In a world title eliminator match, Samoa Joe will face Dustin Rhodes. Timeless Toni Storm will host a Charleston champagne toast with her opponent for Dynasty, Thunder Rosa, who is not announced on the show. Well, Mercedes Moné, big free agent signing, not advertised. Will Ospreay, big free agent signing, not advertised. Kazuchika Okada, big name free agent signing, not advertised. Bryan Danielson's not advertised. John Moxley, FTR, Christian, no. But the Young Bucks are going to show never before seen backstage footage from London at All In. We talked about it a little yesterday on the show. Why are they doing this? What is going to be accomplished from this? I don't know. I am excited to see it. I am interested to see it. And as somebody that will usually just, because I'm old, you know, I usually just will watch a little of the show, usually fall asleep, wake up in the morning. I never have a problem, you know, with trying to immediately watch it like Brian does. Nope, it's all there. DVR, everything's fixed for me. watch the show, but I'll be watching live tonight. I'll be doing it. Be interesting to see when they decide to go ahead and show this footage. I'm guessing probably going into the second hour. I don't think, you know, dragging it out all the way to the end of the show is a good idea. But I hope they have a good idea for what takes place after this. I assume the Young Bucks are going to be in character talking about this. Yes, they are legitimate executive vice presidents of the company. Will they have that hat on, or will they have on their new little Kango driving hats that they've been walking around in recently? And this is going to be a whole lot of business attached to it, and it's going to be a whole lot of pro wrestling that gets attached to it. And if I'm AEW, I hope that I can get some business out of this. And my assumption remains the same today as it was yesterday. The Young Bucks are facing off against noted Punk friends, FTR, for the Tag Team Championship coming up on the 21st at Dynasty. So you got a couple of weeks to lead into that. You have a couple of weeks for the Young Bucks to really be under the skin of FTR, noted friends of CM Punk. Can play into that storyline. We'll talk about it a little bit later on. But Jack Perry, he's in the country. He's been working for New Japan Pro Wrestling. They have a show coming up on Friday in Chicago. Scapegoat called out by the Young Bucks last week. Name dropped by the Young Bucks last week. Seems like that would be a perfect way to enter him in. And considering they're down two people in the Elite, getting rid of Omega and Hangman Page being suspended, at least from the Elite. Well, perfect. Jack Perry can join up with them. And if you're one of those people like me who believes that FTR will ultimately win that match at Dynasty, well, there. You got Jack Perry, who was just in a match last weekend with House of Torture, facing off against Moxley and Shooter, Shota Umino. Could we see Jack Perry and the Young Bucks against the Blackpool Combat Club? You can work FTR in that way, since Blackpool Combat Club has got victories over FTR. We'll see. Seems like it's a way you can kind of weave everything together there. And then there's the wild card in all of this, Edge and House of Black. Now, during Edge's speech, his big rally, rah-rah speech that he had last week to begin the show, well, he called out House of Black. One of the things that was talked about after the fight happened at All In, after everything took place, there was that deal about Brody King. Did he punch a wall? Did he kick a wall? Did he injure that hand that was all bandaged up? Did he hurt it in the match? When did that happen? Well, I don't know. But are they the guys that CM Punk supposedly walked out with when he said, I got some guys with me and I went out there and asked Jack what was up? Would play nicely into what's going on with Edge and Malakai. Plays into real life about everything that's been talked about with the House of Black, whether they want to be there or not, whether they want to do jobs or not, whether they want any of that or not. You know, we got a guy in Edge who's just, he is happy to be there. He told you that. He loves it there. He loves his boss. He loves everything about it. Malakai Black, you don't like that? Buddy Matthews, Brody, you don't like that? Well, guess what? Now you got to deal with me. I might be giving everybody too much credit here. I'm doing a lot of fantasy booking here. You know, this whole thing can just be one huge dud. But I would hope that this is going to result, you know, with a plan, with some business to follow it, because otherwise, what are you doing here? What are you going to prove? What are you going to accomplish? Like, you know, people have talked about, we've talked about it on this show, about the guillotine, the front face lock that Punk got Jungle Boy in. There was talk immediately after that, certainly coming from one side more than another, and then I guess some people that had no dog in the fight that said, you know, Perry got out of it rather quick. Okay, so what are we going to be seeing tonight then? Are we going to be seeing that? We're probably not going to see Tony Khan in fear of his life, I wouldn't think. I don't know. But bottom line is, I hope they have a plan for this. And like I said, Mercedes not on the show, Ospreay not on, Okada not on, Danielson, Moxley. Okay, You know, what else are you going to do on this show? Because on paper, the matches that you have, I'm not bashing any of those matches, but that doesn't, if you just put those there without the specter of the CM Punk video being shown, okay, that's a collision car. That's what it is. Where's the flash? Where's something that's going to happen? And I hope they have that for their sake tonight. I hope they have something planned. I hope they have a great idea that's going to go around this thing and is going to be on the shoulders of this thing. You know, it's got to. You got to have something. Because once you do it and then it's over with, okay, what are you going to bring people back with? 3 out of the last 4 weeks, under 800,000 viewers. It has not been going well for them when it comes to TV. Now, granted, a lot of people in their demos, when you look at the demos, you can see a lot of people that were checking out the NBA, were checking out the NCAAs, were checking out other things. There was all of that competition. Well, tonight, you got no excuse. You got no excuse whatsoever. And it'll be interesting to see what that quarter gets, as well as what the rest of the show gets, and if they get any momentum for all of the other things that happen on the show that aren't related to CM Punk and whatever the Young Bucks are going to show tonight. But we'll have to see how everything goes. It is, it's certainly interesting. It is certainly interesting. And again, with the lack of good rap beef taking place, I'm ready for this. I am. And at the end of the day, Drew McIntyre is going to take all of it and use it for himself. I guarantee that. He'll be the most entertaining guy out of all this. Don't want to miss another break, so we'll be back. Wrestling Observer Live.
How would you like to go on a 5-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for 3 fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a 3-night stay. Take your family. Take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99, and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. That's 800-292-6156.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. Call the Hotel Wiz right now for rates too low to publish at 800-586-7112.
Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Welcome back to the show. Mike Sempervivi here, Wrestling Observer Live. Showing those videos of Brian there wrestling. Who's this in the Twitch chat here? Saying Brian weighed about 116 pounds there. I always like it when, you know, the video comes on with the tour through F4W headquarters, and Brian just looks at himself. God, I was so fat. I was so fat. Really? You weigh like 120 pounds now. You know, when you were 150, it didn't make you fat. But anyway, Wrestling Observer Live, we're back. AEW All In. The countdown begins. You know, they sent out a press release today, and this isn't really up my alley because the only video games I play, I mean, it's MLB The Show right now, and that's about it. But if you're into video games, boy, do they have something for you. They have announced a brand new podcast focused on the world of video games. You can find this story up on the main site, posted up there by Joseph Courier. AEW sent out a press release today hyping the All Elite Arcade, which will kick off on April 15th, 5 days from now. It will debut on Spotify, Apple, and all those other places that you find your podcasts, and the AEW Games YouTube channel. It will be hosted by Adam Cole and Evil Uno. What a shock that is, that Adam Cole is going to be hosting a video game podcast. I am stunned. I know all of you out there are as well. New episodes are going to debut every Monday. Quote, we love video games and love video games so much that we want to share that passion with all of you because we're starting the All Elite Arcade podcast. Cole said in the trailer for the show, every single week you can hear Uno and Cole talking about all of their favorite games. Guests are going to include members of the AEW roster and people from the video game community. Cole goes by the name The Chugs, and he does. The Chugs on Twitch. He'll oftentimes on Twitch, you know, have a show on that. In fact, let me check right now. Is he on head-to-head against us? No, he's not. Good. Good. Good for you, Adam. A lot of times he'll be just twitching stuff there at 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Come on, man. Don't do that. We need as many eyeballs as we can on this show, all right? So don't do that anymore. Chugs. So there you go. AEW also said that has the AEW Unrestricted podcast, which Aubrey Edwards and Will Washington host. So a little bit more media out there in the space, I still think this is good. Anytime you get your wrestlers, your personalities, your workers, your staff out there doing things, carrying the AEW flag, that is important. This seems to be a market that they have taken great care of. They have taken a lot of focus on. Obviously, there was all that stuff about the video game and how long it came to come out and how long it took to come out and, you know, the quality of it and wanting to wait and all that stuff. It is completely out of my element here, but obviously, for many of you out there, you're going to love it. So there you go. AEW feeding a little bit more into that. I mentioned New Japan and them coming to Chicago here. Coming up on Friday, Windy City Riot, available on pay-per-view through New Japan World, costs $19.99. You do not have to be a member of New Japan World to order this show. You can order it yourself. And from what I've heard, it is, I guess people have had some trouble trying to find where to order this show and the right button to click. And apparently on New Japan World, it is either not there or was up and then disappeared, whatever. Apparently the best way, if you're on social media, go to New Japan's Instagram or their Twitter or Facebook or whatever, and they can have links there that are a lot easier to try to navigate to. But $19.99, IWGP World Heavyweight Champion Tetsuya Naito defends against Jon Moxley. And as I said a couple of days ago at Sakura Genesis, Jon Moxley teamed up with Shota Umino to defeat Jack Perry and Ren Narita on that show. Could that give us a little information on what could be happening? Maybe. You know, again, Jack Perry comes back. Who is he going to be feuding with? Who would be the right person for him to feud with? Well, CM Punk works for another company. So, you know, it's not going to be him. Your number one babyface right now is Swerve. He is locked up with Samoa Joe and may very well be even after Dynasty happens. So, I don't know. To me, Perry and the Bucks seem like it's a good combination. It seems like the only one that would make sense. And, okay, well, then you got a trios team. There's Claudio, there's Brian Danielson, and there's Jon Moxley. Because if they're serious about getting Jack Perry over, and again, this is speculation. I have no idea what his plan is or what the timeline is to bring him back into AEW or anything like that. But now certainly seems to be the time. All of the, you know, tea leaves kind of, you know, here kind of say that with Jack Perry being back and everything. And how long is he going to be gone for? And if you're going to play off the fact that he's a scapegoat and has been treated like a scapegoat and everything that has happened with CM Punk and that's his new character, I mean, if not tonight, when the hell are you going to do it? So, you know, I think that seems still to make the most sense. To me, the idea of Jon Moxley winning the IWGP title from Naito is that's great, for especially for American fans. I still don't think it does jack squat. It does nothing for New Japan. I don't see from a business point of view why you would rather have Jon Moxley with that belt on American soil and doing whatever it is that he's going to do with it rather than Tetsuya Naito. Everything about New Japan has been, you know, the rural revitalization. It's not only a match that the Great Okan can wrestle in. It's about the philosophy that Tanahashi has about pulling this company back into the dirt again and trying to make things bloom, going to places that they haven't been before, restoring the feeling that New Japan had when he was on the come up and things got good for the company. Like, I don't see how putting the belt on Moxley for any period of time, even for him to turn around and lose it, at Forbidden Door 3, I just don't see how that makes any sense and how that benefits New Japan or any of their younger guys like Umino or Tsuji or one of those guys. You know, beating somebody like a Naito, to me, would go a lot further than beating a Jon Moxley, but we'll have to see. That's going to be the main event of that show. Nick Nemeth is going to be facing off against Tomohiro Ishii, and as of now, I didn't see any advertising that this was for the New Japan International title. As of now, I believe it's still a non-title match. Matt Riddle is defending his title, the NJPW World TV title, against Zack Sabre Jr. Riot Rules Tornado Tag. Eddie Kingston will have three partners, and they will face off against Gabe Kidd and three partners of his choosing. Hiromu Takahashi against Mustafa Ali, which that ought to be great. Jack Perry against Shota Umino. Four-way match, New Japan Strong Tag Team Champions Hikuleo and El Fantasmo defend against Shane Haste and Mikey Nichols. Royce Isaacs and Jarrell Nelson. And I almost had to pull up there. I can't believe this is happening. Cannot believe this is happening. West Coast Wrecking Crew in this match. And their captain, their leader, Filthy Tom Lawler, not with them, teaming up with arch enemy Fred Rosser as a part of that match. New Japan Strong Women's Championship, Stephanie Vaquerre against Azumi. Minoru Suzuki has been announced as appearing in a match against Ren Narita. And then two pre-show matches, Mina Shirakawa and Viva Van against Trisha Dora and Alex Windsor, and Matt Vandergriff against Zane J. So that is all coming up on Friday. Last night, NXT on USA from the Performance Center in Orlando. That was an all right show. It was a good show following Stand and Deliver. No problems there with it really whatsoever. Show opened with a promo by NXT Women's Champion Roxanne Perez, basically just bragging that she wasn't going to be hanging out with these losers in the PC for much longer. She shut the crowd down when they tried to chant "You deserve it" to her now that she has got the NXT Women's Championship. She said she's going to vacate the title when she gets drafted to either Raw or SmackDown, which to me is a big tell that she's not getting drafted to Raw or SmackDown. She should be on the main roster. Roxanne Perez was almost so good, and for those who saw her in Ring of Honor and saw her before that when she was training in Texas, like her figuring this out was very quick. And if they wanted to bring her in and take somebody, you know, and just put them on the main roster, of all the people they've tried that with or rushed to the main roster, like – she's the one that's the most ready for it. Tiffany Stratton may end up being the bigger star. Roxanne Perez is still the most ready for it right now, but it really does feel like they're continuing to cook with her heel gimmick. It looks as if Tatum Paxley is going to be by her side as Lyra Valkyria came out in a sling, very dramatic, wondering what the future beholds for the NXT title if Roxanne is threatening to leave. Fans chanted, you know, you tapped out, and they killed her. She demanded a rematch. Paxley came out of the crowd, said she would take the match for her injured friend, but as Lyra was telling her she could soldier through, Tatum attacked her, threw her into the ring steps, and that was that. Roxanne smirked, didn't think she was going to have a match, but no, it's a new era, even on NXT, because that's what Ava Raine came out and said. Natalya's going to have a match, because Natalya hit the ring or stormed out there, demanded she gets a shot. New era, fantastic. We're going to have a title match later on, and they had it. Chase, you had a skit, JC Jane, revealing that Andre Chase put in a big bet on Thea Hale months ago. That is storyline is going to continue. Izzy Dame and Kiana James beat Fallon Henley and Kalani Jordan when James pinned Henley. It was fine for what it was. Javon Evans, the young OG, by his own admission, the man is bouncy. When you see him wrestle, the dude is absolutely bouncy. He made his NXT debut jumping all over the place with Scripps, and obviously the former Scripps was a member of Cirque du Soleil. An incredible spot fest. The right guy to put somebody like Javon Evans in with for his first match on the main NXT show. He's wrestled a bunch of times on Level Up, but this was his first showing on NXT, and incredible. Just the double springboard into a corkscrew tornado that he ended the match with. They call it Hold It in the Road. That move, it looked like he slowed up in midair before he came down. So that was, again, you know, he got a lot of developing to go with him, but an incredible debut. Roxanne Perez, as I mentioned, then beat Natalya to retain the women's title. Finish came when Natty was on the outside after Perez had broken the sharpshooter and then got out of the ring. Of course, she's the heel. She got back in the ring first. And then you couldn't really tell what happened until you saw the replay, because it looked like Lola Vice ran down and just kicked Natty in the ass, and then Natty rolled back in the ring where Perez hit Pop Rocks, and that was it. So the feud between Natalya and Lola Vice looks like it will be continuing, and it also looks like Sol Ruco will be jumping in because she confronted Lola Vice later on in the show. Channing Stacks, Lorenzo, Luca Crucifino beat Miles Bourne and Damon Kemp. Probably the most notable thing about this match was the fact that Drew Gulak, not featured in the No Quarter Catch Crew entrance video. I don't think things are looking good for him. We'll see how things go, but was completely erased out of things yesterday, with the exception of Booker T just saying that Miles Bourne had been getting better under Gulak's leadership. Shatter Machine on Kemp, and Crucifino got the win. Obafemi was confronted by Ivar of the Viking Raiders, leading to a pull-apart brawl between those two. Fans chanting meat and slap that meat and all that. Just stop it. Stop it. Jada Parker beat Brinley Reese. As I mentioned, Sol Ruca and Lola Vice were beefing in the locker room. Then in a rematch from Stand and Deliver, Axiom and Nathan Frazier defeated Bron Breakker and Baron Corbin to win the NXT tag title. Catch was, if Axiom and Frazier didn't win the title, they'd never be able to team with each other again. They won the belts. Afterwards, attacked by the Final Testament, the whole crew, Karrion Kross, Authors of Pain, Paul Ellering, and Scarlett Bordeaux. And when we get back from break, the segment that I'm sure is driving Brian Alvarez nuts, even as he stands in the Redwoods. Trick Williams, Ilya Dragunov, Carmelo Hayes, Wrestling Observer Live.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book, and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently? And now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Do you use the expensive blue or yellow pills to charge your sex life? Are you thinking about it? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pills deliver the exact same results for less than $3. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. And right now, radio callers will get 44 blue or yellow pills for $120 with free discreet shipping. You can save more than $700 off pharmacy prices. Charge your sex life now and save a ton of money. Call now and get your 44 pills and save over $700 and qualify for free shipping. Stop overpaying and call right now.
Paid for by Steel Man Pills. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back on the show, Mike Sempervivi here with you, Wrestling Observer Live, putting a bow on this thing. I think we're putting a bow on Trick Williams being in NXT. I know Brian was going absolutely nuts. I'm sure he was. But in the closing segment of the show last night for NXT, Trick Williams challenged Ilya Dragunov for a shot at Dragunov's NXT title. Dragunov hyped him up. Great in the locker room. He's shown great improvement, all that good stuff. And then shot him down. And then said, well, you know what? I got an idea. You know, you like taking chances. You like taking risks. How about this? How about I give you your shot at the NXT title? And if you lose, you can never challenge for it again. And you need to get on out of here. Get on out for the NXT. I don't care if you go to Raw. I don't care if you go to SmackDown. I don't care if you go to TNA. I don't care if you go to the NWA. I don't care where you go. You're just not going to be here. And of course, Trick Williams, being the babyface that he is, being the man that he is, he said, yeah, that's fine. I'll leave NXT if I don't win that title. And then out came Carmelo Hayes. Hit Trick from behind. He hit Dragunov, who fell outside the ring. Hayes got right up on him. Said he was going to kick his rear end. Took the belt, stood over him. You're never going to have this. In fact, you're not even going to make it to the match. Because next week, we're going to have the cage match that Brian Alvarez wanted us to have. We're going to have the stipulation match that everybody, including me, demanded out of them. I don't know what that means. I don't. But I see Trick Williams getting the victory. But then what happens with that NXT title? That's going to be really interesting because right now, the way things are going, could Trick use more time there? He could. But then again, seeing him up on the main roster whipping people, that wouldn't hurt my feelings either. I want to thank producer Dom. Thank all of you out there for watching and listening. We shall talk to you again after a while.